game interconference sweep in team history, but of course the game is far more important in terms of the playoff race for the Buccaneers, which is very tight in the NFC. I'm Scott Smith. This is TJ Reeves of the Buccaneers Radio Network. TJ, I refer to it, of course, as Sports Authority Field, which is its name. We all know it's mile high because it is a mile high, and the altitude and the thin air, as they call it, could be a factor. Are you feeling it at all, and do you think they will be?
I'm not having any ill effects. Then again, I don't have to suit up coming up here in about an hour and a half. You know, the interesting thing is the Buccaneers were here in 2008. They have played here before, and a lot's being made about, well, the team only came out a day early, and I thought it was interesting that head coach Greg Schiano said, hey, all of the people that we talk to, the experts that understand physiology, say the longer you're there, the more you acclimate. So the key is hydrate, go on your normal schedule, stay on Eastern time, and go play the game. So we'll see how the Buccaneers respond with that strategy, because it definitely is different. The one thing that we're hearing most of the time, and you'll see it in games here in Denver at altitude, players need oxygen. A little tougher to catch your breath. We'll see how much the Bucs have to do that later today, or if it's overblown, Scott.
Well, from just about anybody I talked to this week, and you can see the players warming up behind us, they said that it really gets you a little bit at the beginning of the game, but you get over it very quickly. A lot of the guys have played at this altitude in college, like Michael Bennett and a few of them.
So you're saying we should be better as this segment goes along,
exactly,
as far as the altitude is concerned.
Feel it?
We might have the effects right now, right, but later in the segment we should be good.
The analysis is about to get way more coaching.
All right.
And actually, I guess along those lines, the bigger concern here, of course, is not the thin air, but Peyton Manning, right?
Number 18. And is he out here, by the way? How bizarre is it to see Peyton Manning in Bronco colors? I know they played 11 games, but it's still going to be weird to see this later on today. And the Buccaneers have only faced him on a couple of occasions. So, look, it's as advertised. He has thrown the ball well. He's thrown the ball consistently. I think a lot of Buccaneer fans are concerned about how well he's going to throw it against the Buccaneers. But one thing you got to keep coming back to, Scott, is this team has played 11 games. They have given up some yards in the past game. Obviously, they've given up some big pass plays, but they have been, as you know, in all 11 games. So I think even if you do give up a couple of big plays, I don't think you panic. I think you've been there before, and something tells me this team's going to be right there no matter what in the fourth quarter yet again, because I've seen it 11 times already.
Haven't lost a game by more than 7 all year.
Yeah.
They've been within a score, and of course in a couple of those games, they just about did score to either take it or tie it there at the end. But you know, I got to say, that I'm kind of used to Manning in the orange at this point, and I think it's because when you watch him play, he just looks like the same guy. He's up there at the line, making the checks, running the entire offense, and is that a concern, considering it's a cat and mouse game with him in the defense, and our play callers on that side are young guys, Levante David and sometimes Mason Foster.
Well, and one thing Gerald McCoy said to us earlier this week on a radio show is he is so good at getting you out of the defense you want to run and in the defense that he wants you to run that play. So now we get into the whole he knows and you know that he knows that you know. So maybe you can get a little too much into the thinking part of the game. But, yeah, I mean, that may be one of the battles where he's looking to change the play into something that he wants, get you out of your defense you want. Let's see how the Buccaneers handle that today. It's going to be one of the interesting parts of this game.
And then we switch to the other side of the ball, and I got to say the obvious main concern is Von Miller. Josh Freeman hasn't been sacked more than 2 times in any game this season, which is pretty amazing when you think about it. But Von Miller has 14 sacks on his own, almost as many as the Bucs have given up all season. He gets pressure on the quarterback from the stats I've seen, about 1 out of every 4 rushes. That's a concern.
And that's going to be obviously one of the big keys, and they've got some other guys that can rush the quarterback too. But, yeah, that's the primary one coming off the right end. And, you know, one of the ways to counteract that is to do things over towards that side, whether it's a screen, whether it's a run play, whatever the case is. Slow him down. Don't let him just pin the ears back and come back on the rush. So, again, that's part of Mike Sullivan and the cat and mouse there a little bit in the offensive game.
One of the other pass rushers is Elvis Dumervil. He's got 8. Another one, Robert Ayers, is a pretty good player. He's unavailable today. He's been deactivated. He hasn't been with the team all week because he had a death in the family. The Broncos also deactivated Brandon Stokely, who's basically been Peyton's sort of resurrected third receiver all season. So it's a couple of pretty interesting players there without. On the Buccaneers side, if you don't concern yourself with all the players already on injured reserve, there's really no issues today.
Well, and, you know, a fairly healthy Buccaneer team going into this football game. And, you know, I think that They're eager. They've won 3 road games in a row. They're eager to come try to get a 4th one here in just a little while. And if you do, it opens up all kinds of possibilities here in the month of December. These games take on more and more weight, Scott, starting today, obviously.
Well, by the time the Bucs start, I'm sure they're not looking at the scoreboard the way Coach Schiano runs the team. But we'll know if Seattle's won. We'll know if Minnesota's won. And the playoff race will be a little bit clearer. And by the end of the day, the Bucs could actually be a hold of one of those spots.
Yeah, we'll see if that is the case. And again, it's maybe a little early to scoreboard watch, but right now with five games to go, three of them on the road, you're going to have to win at least one on the road, and you might have to win two on the road to secure one of those playoff spots depending on what else happens. So no time like the present. Take advantage of it today. If you can play well and get one at Denver that a lot of the pundits and everybody around the NFL has already chalked up for the Broncos, man, that would be impressive if that happens.
As for the scoreboard, you can also talk about our little pick-the-click segments here at the end. Unfortunately, I haven't really kept track. But
I don't think either one of us have clicked the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, so we'll just get back on track. Yeah, we'll back to early season when you were predicting specific things that were going to happen. That was
right,
nice.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'll go first as always. I'm going to go on defensive side, and I'm going to go with Rondae Barber. And Peyton Manning obviously is the incredibly experienced, savvy player on offense, and I'm banking on Rondae Barber being our experienced, savvy player on defense that's going to find a way to maybe pick his pocket once or twice.
You're not calling a shot, though. You're not calling one interception, two interceptions, none of that. He's just going to have a good game?
One.
All right, I'm going to go. You mentioned Von Miller.
I
think pick-to-click is Donald Penn at left tackle. He has done such a great job of being able to shut down the other team's best pass rusher, it seems like, game after game after game. I'm going big number 70 over there in that battle with Von Miller. I mean, it's not sexy, but I think that, Donald Penn thinks he's sexy. So I think that that might be the matchup to watch on the offensive side of the ball.
I love it. Great pick. And if he can do well, especially at the beginning, the Buccaneers could build on what was the most first possession scores in the entire NFL coming into the season. So coming into this week. So if he can stay strong, maybe they can do that again. And like Coach Shiano said, take the crowd out of the game. I'm looking forward to it. How about you?
It's going to be a lot of fun. And, yeah, again, no matter what happens in terms of Peyton Manning makes big plays, whatever, if you're the Bucs, stay the course, hang in there, keep battling, get this thing to the fourth quarter. Let's see what happens, Scott.
Let's see if we can get some touchdowns right in this corner of the end zone, because that would make a lot of these Buccaneer fans here really happy.
Fans, yes. Check that out. Freeman jerseys, Doug Martin jerseys. We love it.
We've really traveled well this season, and I think we can see it here again. So all you fans still at home watching this, hope you enjoy the game as well. And we'll be back after the game with the post-game press conferences.